Okay, so I guess there's no bigger inyana diyoma than the sugya of Rona, coronavirus. That's why we had to limit the crowd to less than 100. but it's basically. I personally have been asked nonstop, but I presume maybe everyone else here, you know, is being asked the question or asking the question, what's going on? What's going on? What do you make of this? In many different uschois, the question comes in sometimes a more religious style question, sometimes less religious style question, but obviously it's something which it's something that's on the minds of the entire world. I mean, it's an amazing thing. I think probably almost the entire world is terrified, or, well, I don't know if terrified, you know, we'll speak about that in a moment, but it's a fascinating thing. But of course, we have to try to look at things always in the deeper way. We have to look at things in a way of pnimius, in a way of because anything that happens, especially, I mean, anything that happens, even something that happens to an individual in a small, you know, something small, anything and everything that happens in the world is from the Ribbono Shel'olam, and is the way that Hashem is speaking to us. Kol Shekein v'Kol Shekein, when he's speaking in such a strong way, where the entire world is hearing the voice of Hashem. Even the apikorsim, who are going to obviously insist to remain apikorsim, they're certainly hearing it, even if they're just hearing the shorthandedness of man. That's already something. But I know that there's, because this has been the topic in the world and in the Jewish world for the last week or two, so there's been a lot of different things said, a lot of different articles and speeches and drushes and pieces of drushes and video clips, and each darshan really picks on, or each person picks on a specific angle from, you know, based on the Torah. And I really want to say to that what the Gemara Sanhedrin says in the area of the Psukim, regarding Psukim. The Gemara says, "Debei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, uchefatish yifutzatz sela." The words of the Torah are like a hammer that, you know, lets out many, many sparks. Crushes a rock. Ma patish zela, or is it banged against the rock? Not sure. Ma patish zem itchalek l'kama nitzotzes. Just like this hammer, right, causes, it divides up into many, many different sparks. Sparks go off in all different directions. Af mikra echad yoytze l'kama taimim. So the same thing is, any one pasuk in the Torah goes out with many different reasons and many different svaras, and we know the idea of shivim panim l'Torah, 70 ways, and there's sources that say that's 70 major ways, but it really goes infinitely. The point is that any one pasuk in the Torah has multiple explanations, and they're all right. Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. They're all correct. They're not exclusive of each other. And that's from the Chochmah of the Ribbono Shel'olam. The wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that in one statement, he can say something which rings with one person in one way and rings with another in the other way. And then you'll all speak to each other and you'll all give your understandings and realize that each one is getting something correct. So that the same thing is with occurrences and things that happen in the world. you know, we find when it comes to the Holocaust, for example, you know, different rabbanim said different things in very opposite ways. You know, if you take two extremes, you take the Satmar Rav that said the Holocaust was because of Zionism, and the Rav Teichel on the other word, because on the other side, Rav Yisachar Teichel on Ema Bonus Mecha, because they didn't go along with the Zionists. In other words, to Eretz Yisrael, they didn't go to. So it was mamish complete act. And I always say that, you know what, they're both right, and everyone in between. Other people want to say, no, everyone is wrong. But I don't think that that's necessarily true. When Talmidei Chachamim bring sources for what they're saying, okay, you can, you know, I'm not getting into the question of the specific, you know, example. You know, it could be Deicha some sources, and you could be accept some sort of, it doesn't matter. But there's very often we can find completely opposite opinions. Among the Gemara, we find that already. Completely opposite opinions that are both based on the same exact pasuk. They darshan in opposite ways. So the same thing is when there are occurrences in the world, they can be darshan in opposite ways, and we would still apply the, if it's Talmidei Chachamim that are basing themselves on the sources in the Torah, we would still apply the principle of Eilu Ve'eilu Tivil Kim Chaim in general. And I think that's the same thing over here. You might find, you know, one says, it's come and teach you this, and we have to do this, and one says you have to do that, and it doesn't mean that none of them are right, or that one is right and the others aren't. Adarabah, we should listen carefully and take seriously all the different things that are being said, if they make sense, and they make, you know, they seem, they certainly, if they have sources in the Torah. And so that's by way of introduction. The second thing I want to address is that it does seem, from what I've read on the issue, is that the danger of the illness of this virus, you know, and the danger that it poses to the overwhelming majority of the world is not great at all. Right? The overwhelming majority of people are not affected at all. If they're affected, they're affected very lightly when they get it. And we don't really have, you know, everybody's saying we don't really have statistics. All the statistics that they speak about, how many died out of such are the people that have been actually tested and found to have the coronavirus. But the assumption is that the way, you know, over an overwhelming number of people, probably way more than have been already found to have it without even knowing it because they have no symptoms at all. So ultimately, the fear and the panic is greater than the actual danger in itself. Now, obviously, we care about older people, we care about people that have respiratory problems, and et cetera, et cetera. But again, the it seems that the fear, the terror that people are feeling, is way greater than the actual problem itself. And I actually, when we were saying, when it said Oz Yashir, I was thinking of the psukim, you know, let's see, I have, I was saying every day Shir Sayam, so you have these psukim where it says Shamu amim yergozon chil ochaz yoshve peloshas oz nivhalu alafei adoyim eli moiv yechazei murad moigu kol yeshve chanan. It describes just the fear and trepidation that hit all the nations when they heard the Jewish people leaving Mitzrayim, and like, uh-oh, they're coming, the Jews are getting out, they're taking over. It shook up the entire world. So I just thought about, like, this is certainly a shake up of the entire world, of the Bahala, of the confusion of what we do. And most people are, I would say, are probably more, rightfully so, much more afraid of the economic consequences of what's going on, then they're actually afraid that they are going to chasrom die or whatever, get seriously ill from this, you know. And that's an amazing phenomenon. Not chas v'shalom, I don't mean to take away from the seriousness of that. Yes, we have to try to, you know, do everything hishtadlus to stop it from spreading. Obviously, we do. We're responsible for lives and lives of the weaker and lives of. Certainly, we don't want, you know, if we can do a hishtadlus and then we could do anything to stop the spread. Of course, we're mechayiv to do so. But I was thinking that that's really the Gemara in Brachos, right? Where you see that. The Gemara says about thunder, something so simple as thunder. Right? So the Gemara says, right, there's a bracha on thunder. So Amar Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi says, Gemara bracha stefnun tesum and aleph, lo nivru ra'amim el lifshoit akmumis shebelev. Right? Thunder, the whole point of thunder, was in order to get rid of the crookedness from the heart. Shnema, as it says, Volakim Asa Shiur Melefanov. Hashem made it that they should fear him. They should have fear of him. And the Marsha actually brings down that an earlier Gemara in Brachos, Daf Chaf Tes, Chaf Ches Amid Beis, Chaf Tes Amid Al, talks about the Bracha of Alam Alshinim, the Bracha of the Rishonim, Dapi Karsim, those who don't believe in God. And Shmuel HaKotan was Masader, and the Chazal were Masakin to say a 19th bracha. Now the 18 brachas, the Gemara says, was Keneged, one of the opinions, was Keneged the 18 times that Hashem's name is mentioned in the Mizmar Havul Hashem B'nei Elim. So what's the 19th bracha, the Gemara asks? So the Gemara says, Amar Reb Levi, Rabbi Hillel Breid, Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmani, Keneged Keil HaKavod Hirim. It's Keneged the Keil HaKavod Hirim. So the Masha says, Hirim is a lashon of thunderous. He's thunder, right? God, the God of glory, the God of honor, Hirim brings thunder. And that, the Masha says, is it brings the fear of God into the Rishoyim, that even the Rishoyim will wake up, hopefully. So Keneged that, Keil HaKavod Hirim, is the bracha of Olam Olshinim. It works perfectly. It's beautiful tzushtel of the Marsha over there in the Gemara on Daf Nuntes. So if thunder brings a fear into people, then clearly we can say about this phenomenon of this coronavirus, it has very successfully, you know, thunder's already gone, its effects have been worn off somewhat on mankind. And this is a very thunderous statement of the Rabbi Yishan, where everyone is finally saying, you know, like, wow, with all the technology and all the advance that we've had in medicine and everything, like, this is unbelievable. Out of one person or whatever it is, one spot, whatever, in China, you know, so they can just take over and spread through all of humanity in such a quick way, in such a way which, like, impossible to deal with or figure out or stop, or whatever it is. And man is just going crazy, trying to be like, what do we do? And you have full countries or whatever. We sounds like we're headed that way also. Here is like just being put into locked at home. Like you can't, you're not going to be able to walk out. You know, like, I mean, what are now they're talking about? Not ad kadekach, but basically telling people don't go anywhere. You know, so I think now they're saying, I don't know. Maybe he made the announcement already. I'm behind.
Natalia was supposed to speak. My wife just sent me a message that they called her from work and asked if she can take a bus, if she can get to work without taking a bus. Uh-huh. So I don't know.
I know, but I don't know, they were talking about putting the, like, closing down businesses that have more than 10 people and, like, putting the whole meshek onto 60, like, down to 64, down 64%, which, like, basically for 4 or 5 weeks. Wow. We're talking about, like, that's crazy bad, you know, like
some sort of food distribution.
You know, so he said all the stores will be open and whatever, like, you know, the pharmacies and whatever it is, but you know, in general, so, I mean, we're dealing with something very and you know, very scary on the financial side of things, very very unclear. So, and again, a lot of it is just the helplessness of man. And that's something which is very, very chashuv for us to, like, I actually would say even have a shtickel simcha in the aspect that Hashem is flexing his muscles, so to say. You know, there are those who said, I don't know if this is true or not, but they say that corona is called corona because, like, from Lashon of crown or coronation, right, that it looks apparently like a crown. You know, so to say, like, Hashem is showing that, who's the melech? I rule. I can bring you guys. You think you know everything. You know? It's amazing. Who would think? You know, like, no travel between countries, basically. It's mind-boggling, the situation throughout the entire world, and it's not because of a Hitler or Maximo, it's not because of anything, it's because Hashem says, listen guys, you're forgetting something, you're forgetting the main thing, the main reason you're here, and that's Rabbeinu Shalom.
It affects the Jews the most because we're the most, like, together, like, for us to not be together, it's like
a minion
in many ways. Yeah,
the guy, okay, I have to stay home, alright, 3 weeks of vacation, the kid will make some money, so
so that's really by means of somewhat of an introduction. I heard from Rabbi Jacobowitz on Shabbos a very, very nice thing, which really pretty amazing gematria, which really is in keeping with this what we just spoke about. You know, you have in the capital Beis, the second parak of Tehillim. So I'll read with it the art scroll translation that I have over here. Lama ragishu goyim u'umim yegurik. Why do the peoples gather and the nations talk in vain? Yisyatzevu malei eretz v'roiznim neistu yochad al Hashem v'al Mashicho. The kings of the earth take their stand and the princes conspire secretly against Hashem and against His anointed. Let us cut their cords and let us cast off their ropes from ourselves. Yoshev Bashomayim Yishok, Hashem Yilag Lamoy. He who sits in heaven will laugh. The Lord will mock them. It's pretty much a very good, you know, description of what's going on. Then he will speak to them in his anger, and in his fury he will terrify them. I myself have appointed my king over Zion, my holy mountain. I am obliged to proclaim, David HaMelech says, that Hashem said to me, you are my son, I have begotten you this day. He continues on. But those sukim, Yoshe Bashemaim, Yishak Hashem Yilag Lomay, Hashem sitting in Shemaim and laughing and mocking mankind, the goyim specifically, Oz Yedaber Leim of Apoy, that Hashem will speak to them in his anger and in his fury, he will terrify them. The gematria of the word Ve'apo Uvecharono is exactly the gematria of corona. In his anger and in his fury. It's pretty amazing. And what does it do? Yivalemo. Terrifies. So I want to move over to, you know, some Mamir Chazal that deal with the issue of, since everyone is, you know, it's been proclaimed by the health, I don't know, whatever, the World Health Organizations, whatever it is, as a magefa lamit, as a world plague. So the truth of the matter is that according to Chazal, at least if I understand, you know, according to Chazal, it does not seem this is magefa at all. It's not together magefa, because Chazal say the Gemara and Tainus, right, it's really, there's a Mishnah, and then the Gemara and Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph explains the Mishnah, where it says that a city that lets out 1,000 or Heimeis Ve'elef Ragli, 1,500 soldiers, the Yotzimena, and they left the city, 1,500, Teisha Meisim Begimel Yomim, if you have 9 that die in 3 days, Zachazeh, in 3 consecutive days, in other words, 3 the first day, 3 the second day, 3 the third day, at least. Harezet Dever, that's considered a plague. And Baruch Hashem, certainly in Eretz Yisrael, I know Baruch Hashem Yazad, we should be saying there shouldn't be any Mesim here in Eretz Yisrael. And B'chlal, by the Yidin, we shouldn't, Chas Hashem, have. And we should be saying that Hashem will stop the Magefa. If we get the message, you know, then that for sure will stop the Magefa. Because that's when Hashem brings Magefa message. That's why I thought it's important that we should speak about it together, because Lemaisa, to not relate to what's going on in a Torah-dical way, in a way that looks to what Hashem is saying, so we're Chasron being over, like, just ignore him. So, but that's the Gedah, Baruch Hashem, we're not in those numbers at all. I don't think in any, I don't know, maybe in China, and I don't know what the numbers and statistics were, but you know, in America also, Baruch Hashem, you know, that's not in. You know, I think most of the countries are not like holding at those numbers, deaths. You know, talking deaths. Through. So, most of the places, I think there are places that maybe they did have these. I don't know, that they did have these numbers. But again, it goes to quoted because the Gemara says that's 500. The Mishnah gives 500 and says that they have three mesim. So it has to be this ratio, of nine deaths. 3 days consecutively,
or 500 people.
Connected every 1,500. So you would have to check the statistics and stick to that statistic. So anyway, but Lamaisa, that said, you know, it certainly is being taken as a magefa by, you know, it's being looked at as a magefa. It's giving that feeling of a magefa. I'm just pointing out, you know, that. With all said and done, we have to thank the Baruch Shalom, that as scary as it is, he has Rachmanis on us, and it's not. We see the Chazal were dealing with, in their days, they had, I mean, the Dinim of Tainis, and the Dinim of what you could do on Shabbos, I mean, you know, there was it's very serious, and Baruch Shalom, we're not there. There's a Gemara that's Yerushalmi says that once every 70 years HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings Dever Ba'olam. Achas L'Shivim Shana HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevi Dever Ba'olam U'machalas Hamzerim. Right? He gets rid of the Hamzerim. What that means exactly, I don't know. But, you know, the idea of once every 70 years is really saying, like, once every certain amount of time, you know. The Rabban Shalom brings it, but we know that. We know that here it's very unique, whatever's going on over here. The uniqueness of it is that every, you know, it was the chicken. So the Jews, you know, like, oh, Baruch Hashem, the Shechita, you know, anybody that's Makban Shechita never had, was affected by almost any of this stuff. Even in the Black Plague, you know, whatever, the plague in Europe, whatever, like, so many people died. You know, the Jews weren't affected because washing the hands, and, you know, and there's so much of the Torah, the Halacha has saved us from so much plague over the years. And over here, maybe, I think also, probably, you know, this, the Torah saving us also. But nevertheless, it's people have gotten sick. You know, there's another medrash which you have to keep in mind. You know, shouldn't, Chas V'Shalom, with all the things that I said, a person should never look at somebody who got sick from it and say, oh, it must be he was over this and he was over that. The Gemara, the medrash actually says, that why is it called Dever? There's a Lama Kairin Isa Dever, it's a medrash in Kahelis Rabo, Yud Beis, Parsh Yud Beis. Lama Kairin Isa Dever, the Dovir Tovin Imbishin. It takes away, it like leads the good with the bad. So, like the thing, what happens in a plague is that not necessarily the people that are dying, Chas V'Shalom, are only the bad people. It takes away the good also. And it could be that overall Hashem's main aim over here is to get rid of the mamzerim, let's say, or the bad people or whatever it is. But that's the derech of the plague is. It's like a shas tzara, shas rois. Shas rois, there's a musig, then the shas rois. Chas V'Shalom, the good can be taken away also, unless there's a special schus. A person has a special schus. We know that they can be saved even in a time of plague. We find now, of course, you know, I should mention, I'll say it in a second, but we find the Chazal say that in the times of David HaMelech, b'chol yoyim hayu meisim Yisrael, mea anashim, every single day in the Jewish people, in the times of David, 100 people died. So, pachad. But David v'tikin them mea brachos. So David HaMelech came, was mesaken for them 100 brachos. Came in shetikna nis'atza magefa, and once he was mesaken that everybody should make 100 brachos a day, the magefa stopped. So, what's pshat? I mean, on a basic pashut level, we understand that we know the whole concept of brachas is just pashut recognizing that everything you have comes from Ribbono Shel Olam, both in Ruchnius and Gashmius. It's turning to Ribbono Shel Olam and saying, please give me, thank you for giving me. It's just being makir the Ribbono Shel Olam in your life. And that being makir the Ribbono Shel Olam is not just lip service, it's feeling it. It's living with it. I give an example. If somebody feels that his parnasa comes from Shemayim, if somebody feels his parnasa comes from a Kodesh Baruch, so why is he playing shtick? Why is he doing things that are against halacha, or maybe that are questionable? If the things are, there's opinions like this, there are opinions on like that, you know, whatever it is. If you realize that your parnasa comes from Ribbono Shel Olam, it's not coming from your ishtadlus. Your ishtadlus is a chayvus ishtadlus. So you don't play games. You don't cheat people. You just don't cheat. So when a person is playing in parnasa with funny, he's doing funny stuff, right? Stuff that's against halacha, or probably against halacha. He's lying or whatever it is. He's cheating on it. You know that. If that shows that your brachas are not real brachas, it shows that you don't really believe Baruch Aleinu Hashanah Azeh. You don't really believe that your parnasa comes from Ribbono Shel Olam. If you believe your parnasa comes from Ribbono Shel Olam, there's absolutely no reason in the world that's not part of a chavis hashtalos to lie, to cheat, to steal. So this David HaMelech saw that when 100 people a day were dying Klal Yisrael, they needed chizik in emuna and bitachon b'Hashem. And he was a sakim from the Inyan of Bracha. So this is something that, you know, it's you have calendars, you know, you have, and nowadays there are tables, or Baruch Hashem, they've already made a cheshbon. We have a cheshbon of how many brachas you have to be mashlim on Shabbos when you're missing, you know, how many during the, so this, you know, so you'll have a guy who's going to be makbet to do the brachas. But if you're not thinking when you're saying the bracha, if you're just doing a lip service to make sure you get the cheshbon, you missed the whole point. You missed the whole point. The making of brachas should actually affect our ben adam l'chavera, should affect the way we do business, should affect the way we we relate to the Ribbono Shel Olam in a very real way. It should have that, you know, that nafkamina in chayshir nishpat as well. And Ibn Ezra, chayis, and all the different things. Then, of course, there's the aspect of the bidud, right? Here, we don't even have a way to test for it. So anybody that does a chash, that maybe he might have come into contact, you know. So everybody goes into bidud. Everybody has to go into bidud. So the truth of the matter is that there's a makar for such a thing in Chazal, this whole idea, because the Gemara Baba Kama, Daf Samach from the base, says, "Dever be'ir kanes raglecha." There's a plague in the city, you know. So go inside. Stay inside. Again, you just came late. So we said lefi halacha, the pashtus, lefi the gemara, it's not considered a magefa, not considered dever what we're experiencing, but the whole concept of being stuck, so to say, alone and cut off from the rest of the world today with the technology that the cutting off is also, you know, the Ribbono Shel Olam has rachmanis on us. It's all relative to the metzias that we're used to. And for the metzias that we're used to, it's mamish gehenim to be stuck at home, even with all the internet and I don't know, whatever smartphones and whatever it is people have. It's still terrible. And that we know in the Torah, everything we said, is that the one place that we find the idea of going into b'didut is by the Metzora. Metzora, the Pasuk says, right? Has to levod ad yeshiv, he has to stay alone, he has to be by himself, mechutz l'machna. And we know that Tzaraas, the main thing said in Chazal, is because of Lashon Hara. It says also by the Meraglim, by Yimusa Anoshim Oitzia Dibas Aretz Rab Magefa Shemesu Misa Meshuna. Like it was they were punished. We find a few different places. Hara is also in Yinav Magefa. So you see that's inyan of bidut, right? If that's where we find it, is the inyan of Lashon Hara. So we know the Chafetz Chaim says Lashon Hara is not just Lashon Hara, just a technical thing on its own. It's Lashon Hara includes in it the whole thing of machlokes and the whole thing. It's a whole area, huge area of how to relate to your fellow person. And clearly the world, with all the new way you can, you know, I don't know. I've heard about it. I'm not on this stuff to actually know, but there's this concept of shaming, right? On the internet, you could just destroy a person in a click. And people have done it, and there's been apparently a lot of tremendous amount of suicides in this type of stuff where somebody just sends out something embarrassing about somebody and that's it. Destroys their lives. So this whole idea of being sent and quarantined, be cut off from the rest of the world, directly relates you Lashon Hara. You cut off somebody from the world. You cut your. You made a division between you and others. So Hashem says, "Okay, I'm going to make a division, and you're going to be forced to stay away from other people." And of course, if we're dealing with on a universal level, right, again, it's a message. Baruch Shalom is saying a big message. Now, what's fascinating over here, in my eyes, is this is a tremendously beautiful Tarti Desasri in this specific thing, which I don't think has ever been, probably in the history of the world, I don't think we've ever had such a thing. And that is, there's the bididut and the biyachad at the same time. The being sent into solitude, so to say, the quarantining over here, right? On the one hand, makes everyone separate. On the other hand, the whole entire world realizes now, if I solve the problem in my country, the danger is not away. I need the problem to be solved in all the countries. Right? If the problem is solved by the Jewish people, it's not going to help. The Goyim also need to be saved, and the problem has to be solved by them. I think it's the whole entire world has been forced into realizing the reality that Adam Atem, you're all one big people. There's no over here, you know, the coronavirus is not machalik between the races, between the color of the skin and between the color of the blood. There's no difference. It's everybody is affected. And everybody realizes now the entire world is really working together. It's like, who would have thought? Enemies or whatever. Everybody's in the same boat now. Where Hashem has forced everybody to be together, work in harmony, give each other the medical statistics and whatever it is, and they're like working on things to try to figure out what to do and how to solve and stop the spreading of it. So there's this unbelievable achdut olamit, a universal achdus going on. I don't think there's ever been such a thing where everybody now realizes that they're responsible for themselves, for everyone around them, and for the entire world, even though maybe it's for a selfish reason, so that I can be safe, right? But Hashem has forced mankind into that recognition that there's a responsibility klapi the entire humanity. You're forced to, because now you realize that his success, the other country's success, your enemy's success, is your success. You're not safe until he's safe. That's fascinating. Coming together with the idea of solitude. So these two opposite things of solitude and togetherness at the same exact time. That's like, that's a great script writer. He's one amazing God. Only the Rav Shalom could do such a thing. So we find, and I think it's closely related to this, and of course, I'm sure everybody has already noticed it on their own, and those who have not noticed it on their own, I'm sure it was brought to their awareness by different people and Rabbanim and Stampi, right? That this week's Parashas HaShavua, which is where like really this whole thing kind of really hit hard this week, Parshas Four, we all saw the first thing discussed in Parshas Kisisa was the Machzis HaShekel, where it says, where is the Pasuk? Right away. Vayidabra Hashem Eloi Shelemer Kisisa Sresh Bnei Yisrael Lefkudeim V'nosnu Ish Koyfer Nafshel Hashem B'fkoy Doisam V'lo Yevayim Negef B'fkoy Doisam. That they won't have a Magefa. They won't have a plague right away. This Parshas HaShavua is the Indian of the Magefa and avoiding the Magefa. That's Machzis HaShekel. We know the idea of Machzis HaShekel. Right, it's brought down this farm that why Dafka Machzis is that everybody has to feel like they're only a half of the story. It's not you're worth a whole shekel. It takes another person for you to complete that shekel. Everybody should feel a part of something larger than themselves. A part of it's mamish the message, and that's how the Machzis HaShekel holds back the Magefa. Is when you realize that you're not individual. Stop being so selfish and egocentric, right? Start to realize that you care about others and to start to realize that's how the plague stops. Now the same thing that stops, somebody pointed out that, you know, what's the next parsha in our parsha Shavua? The parsha of the Kiyor, the roch to Aaron of Adam Menu Sidemis Ragleim, the washing of the hands and the feet. It's like very interesting, you know, it's like mamish. That's whatever, all of a sudden you have a sign. I never realized how complicated it is to wash your hands. The signs and duels or whatever it is. 12-step process to wash your hands. Bani Shalalem. 12 steps. Who'd ever thought of that? but it's taka interesting. And the next parsha right after that is Kach Lecho B'Samim Roish, Mor Dror, the parsha of the B'Samim and the Keteris. And we know, the Chazal tells us, we've seen in the Psukim already, in Parshas Korach, right, that Al Yedei HaKetoris Netzra HaMagefa, through the Keteris, as the Medrash Tanchum, that's Loshon Medrash Tanchum and Parshas Tetzaveh, Tesvav, is that Al Yedei HaKetoris Netzra HaMagefa. Al Yedei the Keteris, the Magefa is stopped. How does that work? So the truth of the matter is, I don't remember where I saw this, but I'm pretty sure I saw it somewhere. But even if I didn't see it, it would be a great chiddush. I just can't take the honors for myself because I saw it somewhere. The Keteris is from a lashon we find in Chazal, like for example, Bar Metziah by Simonim, the Sugya Neila Metzias, Ketiru, from lashon of Ketiru, lashon of or Katara, right? The Daige, Katra, the Daige, the Kesher of Dayogim. Keteris is a lashon of Kesher, lashon of bonding together. Why? What goes on in the Sugya of the Keteris? What goes on in the Sugya of the Keteris is we have 11 samimonim, right? 11 types of, you know, ingredients, and one of them is the chelbana, which is rechay ra, which is horrible smelling, terrible smelling. And the Chazal tells us that is connected to Rishoyim. And the concept is that we're expressing when we take the Keteris is that when we bring everything together, we bring all the 10 together. Even when you have the 11th, or not even when, together, you bring the 11th into it, right? The Chelbana, the Poshe Yisrael, you take, and then if you put them all inside together, and you take all the Klal Yisrael together, that brings up a Gevaldig Nachas Ruach, a Gevaldig Reach, the Rebbeinu Shalom wants this Keteris every day, bring it on the Mizbeach Hazov. That togetherness, right, that's expressed in the Keteris, that's exactly what breaks the Magefa. So again, if we take Chazal that say, Deva Bi'ir Kanes Raglecha, we see that Chazal are saying, that's what happens in plague. It's an Eitz HaTeva, but it's an Eitz HaTeva that everyone understood, right? When there's a plague, you don't go outside because you don't want to get it. So that means everyone is put into a solitude. That's where everyone's quarantined, really, not to stop. In those days, it wasn't to stop the other guy from getting it, it was to stop in order to stop yourself from getting it. So, and I mean now it's both, but for us this story. But nevertheless, Chazal telling you dever be'ir, when you have a magefa in the ear, kanes reglecha, means you're separating yourself from everyone else. So, and what's the thing that stops it? It's that k'toris, it's the kesher, it's the feeling of k'shiru, it's the feeling of the kesher together with everyone, even with the rishoy. Not chas v'shalom in a way that goes against halacha. But you should, in your heart, you should feel for the Poshe Yisrael. I'm not talking about the Goyim, that's another story now. But you should feel in your heart that they're a part of you. Just there, you feel terrible for them. You daven for them. That hashiveinu avinu l'sarisecha. There are some of them that maybe also need a refeinu. But this is like it's a gewaltige times that. we shouldn't chas v'shalom miss the opportunity. You know, there's another lashon stam. It's interesting. Again, I don't know. You know, we don't know where we're holding ever. Shir Hashirim Rabbo, Medrash Rabban Shir Hashirim, Pasha Bey says, Somach Limaisa Mashiach, Dever Godel Bola Oilam, or Shoim Kolim. Big plague is going to come close to Mashiach, and the Rishayim are going to be destroyed. Be like, you know. So, could be, place, could be that that some scary world virus, whatever, you know, that could be some kind of seven. Like we said, Chazal also say that together with the Rishayim, those also good people can be. It's not that anybody that got this or anybody Chas V'Shalom died in Baruch Hashem. I think, as far as I know, no Yidden have Nifta. Hashem should be Shemer. Shem Yishan, Shem Yisrael. No Yidden Chas V'Shalom should be Nifta from this. But ultimately, we have to internalize the message of the horror, the terror that's felt, like we said, and no, we don't know what's going to be now. I said to somebody, so you know, everybody's like, no, how you think, how long could this go on for already, and how, you know, now they're talking 4 or 5 weeks and then we'll see what's going to be now. Yeah, how long? I said, if you're asking that question, you missed the point. If anybody still thinks that they can second guess, it's going to take, I think it's going to take a long time. Well, they're going to find their, you know, that can't go on for too long. You missed the boat. The Baalisha flexed his muscles here and says, I can bring something on to you guys, the entire world, in an instant. Boom! You guys won't know what hit you. He could also take it away in a second. Could also take the whole thing away in a split second. So there's no tachaziyot. Forget about it. Stop thinking so. Chasrom, we do have to do hishtadlos, and the scientists have to do their hishtadlos, and medicine has to do their, everybody has to do their hishtadlos, because that's what the Baruch Hashem wants from us also. But at the same time, as far as tachziyot, it's kind of like second guess, where you really, it's based on nothing, just absolute nothing, right? Don't waste your time. Just realize one thing. Hakol ein oid mulvadoi. There's nothing but the Baruch Hashem. Make the brachas every time you make a bracha. Think about the Rabbanu Shem for real. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu, Melech Ha'olam, Melech Ha'olam, Kepshutei Mamash. And internalize the message that we shouldn't be Oisik and Machloikas, and we should stay away from Lashon Hara, and we should feel togetherness with Klal Yisrael, and even feel a responsibility for the world. Just feel a responsibility for the world. And ultimately, one last thing that I think is something which is very important to take note of is, here, how does this go? One guy gets it. He could be in a room with 100 people, and theoretically all the 100 people could get it, or a great number of them, and then they pass it on. It's like unbelievable how this went, flew through the world literally. And I want you to think about this. That's also everything, every single aspect of this is always has a mashal to it that the Baruch Shalom is saying to us. If you do a maisa chesed to somebody in shul, if you do a maisa chesed, you know, and the person says like, wow, that was really nice. The next guy over there says, you know, that was really nice. I want to also do chesed, and he'll do chesed. And another guy's going to learn from him, and within 1 week, you could have people doing chesed on the other side of the world, kipshutei mamish. And I'm not telling you that you could. I'm telling you that this happens. It's pasha that this happens. Anytime that we're mekadesh shem shemayim, where we act nicely, we act pleasantly, where we learn Torah. If a guy comes to the Beis Medrash on time, you know, I've seen this in Kayil Masnil Batim Rasha. This is like it's a dover bodik amnuse. If you have a matziv where people are coming on time, it continues fine. But if chas v'shalom one guy starts to come late, 10-15 minutes late, the whole Beis Medrash is going to, within a short period of time, the Seder is going to start 10-15 minutes later, and then 20 minutes later. That first guy that did that, that first guy that had that spiritual corona, okay, just messed up. Possibly it will go on for years. And then when that kail, somebody will come and visit that kail and will see that, he might go back to his kail and his yeshiva and, you know, go, what? And Chas V'Shalom could just destroy the entire Torah world. It's happened already. It's happened. How is it that we have so many hundreds upon hundreds of bachur, maybe probably thousands, that don't go to shul on time? Do don't go to shul, maybe, you know, I don't want to say whatever, but the minyan is a big problem in yeshivas, even from good guys, because there's a karirus. There's a krirus, you know, like a molly jumped in and cooled off the situation. There's a kaltkeit. Because why? Because people saw that these guys did, and he's a good learner. Somebody who's a good learner, somebody who's considered a good bacher, his achrayus is even 50,000 times more, because people will learn from him that much more. A guy who's new, anyway, doesn't guy is not considered serious. I don't want to be one of him. But the guy that's learned, because he's in the base medrash 2-3 in the morning, so he missed shachris, and he downs to be chidus, puts on tefillin whenever he has a chance. Like, it's crazy. So we have to learn from this that there's an unbelievable opportunity on the one hand for us to be mashpia on the entire world kipshutai, because people fly shayaris mitsuyus until now. The planes are flying back and forth from one place to the next, from one continent to the next. We can affect tremendously. We make a good impression on somebody. We do something nice. We do mitzvahs. They see that we make a bracha. You know, I saw Rav Dov Yaffa, that's all I remember. I saw him make a bracha, Asher Yatzar. He, like, Mamish made an impression on me, like, wow, look at that. He's standing still, first of all, for Asher Yatzar. And he's just like Davin Shemot Esrei. It made a tremendous impression on me. And I can't say that all my Asher Yatzars since have been, but I can certainly say that a tremendous number of my Asher Yatzars were much more serious. And much more careful, which one seems, because I saw Rav Dov Yaffa make a bracha, make a shayasa. And I presume, although I don't know, you know, who looks at other people, but I'm sure that other people notice when you make a bracha, when you daven, and it affects them, and then it affects countless numbers of people. And that's something that we have to learn from this coronavirus, is that there's a tremendous hashpah. Many times we feel like just a small pawn, that almost meaningless pawn in the world. When there's no such thing as a meaningless pawn in the world. And that's, I think, a big message of the coronavirus. There's no such thing as a meaningless pawn. Every single one of us has an almost direct hashpa on the entire world, kipshutai. And that's something which we should all be mischazik in, and we should make sure that when it's Bezaz Hashem, we should be zeicha that b'magefo netzara, even if it's not a magefo, whatever it is, that it should be netzara, we should hopefully come out of this in a much stronger way. All of us on a personal level, Klal Yisrael, all the world, where there'll be hopefully lives will be led in a more meaningful way afterwards. Not Chas Hashem is saying, okay, Baruch Hashem, things worked out, Vayter, let's go back to the old story. Then Chas Hashem, that should not be the case. Ultimately, whatever the Baruch Hashem brings, Yisyonis, Yisurim, things like this, is always in order to bring us to a higher Madrega. That's what we learned by Parshas Yisrael, right? Matan Torah, it says there was the Klipa is Ruach, Sa'ara, Onan. There's fog, there's clouds, there's three different layers, and then a fourth layer, Klipa's Noiga. There's three different layers, four different layers of cloud, of thick darkness, before the Navi gets his Nevuah. That's the way it is always with Nevuah. There's three that, because the darkness is what gives us the ability, it prepares us for the next level. Similar to what we find in Chazal, there's 6,000 years, and then it's going to be 1,000 years destroyed, whatever that means, Chad Chorov, 1,000 destroyed. Why? Because that destruction prepares us for the next level. You have to undo the old in order. So we should be able to hopefully undo our old. We should be new people. We should go into the next phase of the Baruch Hashem. There's no question, it's setting up gevaldige things for Klal Yisrael, for the entire world, dafka through this tremendous matzav, where he's just taken the world literally, shooken it up, flung it, and given it a nice spin, and we're waiting to see. But it's up to us how positive and how good Be'ez Hashem we should be zeicha to come out of this.
Mm-hmm.
Good. A good tovah.